Now, I mentioned before the break that we have scientist and broadcaster Professor Luke O'Neill with us on the line now. And Luke is here to tell us about a special gig that he's doing in the Teinton Theatre in Ballybunion on Easter Sunday night. Welcome, Luke.
Thanks, Deirdre. Thanks for having me on.
And my pleasure. Lovely to talk to you. Now, we all know what the kind of work you do from your appearances on TV during COVID, as I mentioned before the break. But some people might know that you're a very keen musician and singer as well. Is that right?
I am. I should have been a rock star, dear. I'm devastated I didn't make it in the music. No, it's my hobby. My main hobby, dear, has been music for a long time. You know, I play the guitar, play the piano, I've sung, you know, so music is my big interest outside science, really, you know.
Oh, fantastic. And did you start learning an instrument as a kid, or was it something?
I did. A piano. When I was 7 years of age, my mother, who was a big tiger mom, you might call her, got me doing piano lessons at the age of seven. And then when I was a teenager, I discovered the guitar. And I realised, oh, that's much better. I can bring that to a party, you see, for the guitar. So I began playing the guitar as a teenager.
Yeah, so it's always great for getting the girls as well, if you can play an instrument at
now
a party.
I noticed, well, I didn't play with sport, you see. I'm not sporty, I must admit, you know.
Yeah.
And I noticed the sports guys had more interest in me until I started playing guitar. And suddenly then I realised that this could be useful.
Yeah.
That was part of the plan, really. You know?
Exactly. So listen, you, of course, lecture in Trinity College as well.
And that's right.
As did the late, great Kerryman and poet Brendan Kennelly. And it's actually the link with Brendan Kennelly that brings you to Ballybunion Easter Sunday. Tell us about that.
Very much so. Delighted to mention Brendan, of course, did, as you know. So Jimmy Deanahan is the connection, of course, as well. Jimmy got me down for the Stowe Food Fair. But he knew that I knew Brendan, because when I was appointed in Trinity, 25 years ago, I got to know Brendan. He was a colleague, you know, and a wonderful guy to meet and have a chat to. And so this is actually about remembering Brendan for his foundation. So I'm very happy to raise some money to help support the Brendan Kennelly Foundation.
Brilliant. And your band, tell us about the name of your band. And it's all doctors in the band, is it?
Yeah, we're called the Metabolics. There's a word for you now.
Lovely.
the reason for that is, back in 2018, before the pandemic, there was a big conference in Dublin about metabolism. And metabolism, as you might know, is all about how the body handles nutrients, you know. And they asked me to put a band together to entertain the delegates. And we called ourselves the Metabolics. Of course, the Americans didn't get the joke.
That was quite useful.
We've been the Metabolics ever since, yeah. And it's a mix, yeah. Most of us are amateurs, to be honest. So we're in it for the crack, really. You know, we love playing music. It's a big release for us. There's doctors and scientists and a couple of professionals to help us sound a bit better than we actually are, you know.
Yeah, and tell us about some of the other doctors in the band and what they play and what they do for their day job.
Yes, we have a neurologist on drums, which is very useful. He bangs away in the background, you know. Our bass player is an intensive care doctor up in James's Hospital. And then one of our guitarists is a neonatologist. He minds little babies in Hollis Street, you know. And then we've got an immunologist, myself, and a biochemist. And then the rest of them are real musicians who make us look good. That's the idea. You know?
And what kind of stuff do you do?
Oh, listen, everybody's welcome now because we play rock and pop and all sorts. We're a good time band, really, you know. Our mission, Deirdre, was always, it's a Saturday night and we're in our local pub, and lift people out of it, get them dancing, you know? get them singing along if possible, you know. So we do covers. We're a covers band. All the hits. You don't need to turn on the radio. You can come in and hear the Metabolics. You'll hear all the hits with us.
Ah, brilliant. Well, listen, I'm delighted to say we've been joined now in the conversation by Mary McAuliffe, who's no stranger to this programme, has spoken to us before. And Mary, of course, is Brendan Kennelly's niece. Welcome, Mary.
Hi, Deirdre. How are you?
I'm Luke. Great. Lovely to talk to you as well, Mary. And listen, tell us a bit more about the Brendan Kennelly Foundation.
Well, the Brendan Kennelly Literary Trust was set up when Brendan was still alive, so he was at the first few meetings, and he was delighted it was set up to preserve and promote his legacy, basically, his work as a poet, as a public intellectual, as a lecturer. We shepherded the depositing of his archive into Trinity, and it is now, I'm happy to say, has been catalogued, and it's available for any researchers to go in and, you know, study and write about Brendan's poetry and his standing as a poet and what he is, the legacy he has left behind. So we are continue to be continuing on in that job of preserving Brendan's legacy and keeping him to the forefront of people's minds and promoting his poetry, because of course when people die sometimes they get forgotten. As a historian, I'm very, very aware of that myself, and so people like me continue to write them back into history. So we're hoping that won't happen to Brendan, that the Brendan Kennelly Literary Trust will continue to promote things like what Luke and Metabolics, I love the name, are doing over Easter weekend, and you know, fundraising for the Brendan Kennelly Literary Foundation and the work we will be doing going forward.
Yeah, and I love how you mentioned there about it's important to keep people like him alive and so they're not forgotten. Yes. And you know that as a historian, but just as a niece who had an uncle, you know what I mean? How do you remember Brendan?
Oh, well, he wasn't just my uncle. He was also my godfather. And my second name is actually Brendan, because he insisted it was not Brenda, it was Brendan.
So you're Mary Brendan McAuliffe.
Yes. I was called after him. And I had a great affection, great love for my uncle. I know he had his struggles and all of that, but he was always a fantastic uncle. He loved entertaining us as children. And then when I was in secondary school, he used send me books to read, particularly poetry books about the, you know, English for the Leaving Cert. History was more my thing, but I really appreciated his interest in what I was doing. And of course, then myself and my sister Bridget, who has also been on your show, I believe, went to Trinity, where we, you know, would have seen him quite a lot. And he was very welcoming and helped us out whenever we needed it. He was just a great uncle, really.
Yeah, and I think...
I miss him still.
I bet you do, And I think in common with Luke O'Neill, from what the little I know of Luke, I think Brendan was a bit of a rogue as well, wasn't he? There was a bit of divilment going on there.
Oh, he was, yes, absolutely. He was a great poet, a great public intellectual, but he had a side to him that he enjoyed people. He enjoyed the crack. He enjoyed having conversations with them. He really liked somebody who'd stop and have a chat with him. And particularly in his last years in Dublin, he used to hang out in a coffee shop on Dawson Street, where I would go and maybe once a week or so and have a coffee with him. And he was always telling stories. And we'd talk about Ballylongford and we'd talk about Kerry. We'd talk about football. He'd tell jokes. He was a great conversationalist. And even when I'd be sitting there, say, for half an hour or more, so many people would stop and have a conversation with him. They could be old friends who'd be coming up to tell him, you know, the joke of the day or whatever, or other people who just wanted to stop and tell him how much their poetry meant to him. So it was really interesting to be there with somebody whom it seemed like almost everybody passing knew him. Yeah. And knew who he was and had something to say to him. And it was generally a great love and affection that was coming to him from the wider public. So it was very interesting kind of sitting there or walking around with him in Dublin city centre, or even when he came down to Kerry after he moved back home. People just loved to have conversations with him, and he was always up for a bit of crack and a bit of fun. And he would start quoting poetry at the drop of a hat.
He would. He would indeed. Lovely memories of him there, Mary. Thank you for sharing them with us. Luke, I just want to come back to you about one aspect of what you do. And I love the way, you know, you're all doctors in the Metabolics band, but you're all music lovers as well. And you were telling me off air when we were chatting yesterday, Luke, about why music, actually, there's a strong link between music and good health. Can you explain that
there
to the listeners?
There is, Deirdre, and I think it's great to see Mary. Mary, I think Brendan would approve the name, wouldn't he, the Metabolics, if he knew the name.
He would.
Well,
he totally
would. No, more than laughter being a great medicine, music is a wonderful medicine too. You know, loads of scientific evidence. Playing music, listening to music is a big de-stressor, you know. It helps your immune system, which I work on. There's actual studies of people listening to, say, a piece of music and their immune system being boosted by that. Isn't that marvellous? You know, so in other words, it's a wonderful way to keep our bodies going. And then especially if you're in a choir, actually, that staves off dementia. There's loads of evidence. If you play an instrument, if you sing in a choir, you slow down the decline, you know, and lots of studies are supporting this. So my advice to people is either come and hear the Metabolics on Sunday. It'll be the best medicine you'll have over the Easter weekend. But equally, take up music yourself. It's a marvellously beneficial thing for your whole constitution, really.
And yourself and the lads in the band have been known to go into nursing homes and perform.
We have. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's a really thrilling thing to do, to be honest. Often people who are getting on a bit, they remember the songs from their childhood and their teenage years. They sing along with them, you know, and their faces light up. It's such a rewarding thing to do because they all join in. And often it can be the last thing to remain in some ways, rather sadly, as we decline, you know. And so having people in nursing homes singing along is wonderful. And then we've noticed as well, dear, that the staff love it. They take part too, you know, so it's always a very enjoyable thing to do.
Absolutely. Well, look, it sounds like it's going to be a great night, Easter Sunday night, the Metabolics Band in concert at the Teen Ton Theatre in Ballybunion. And you're coming to one of the most beautiful parts of Kerry, Luke, as I told you.
Yeah, can't wait.
Yeah.
Can't wait. Looking forward to it tremendously.
Beautiful Ballybunion. Listen, I hope that it's a huge success, and it's lovely that it's all connected as well with the Brendan Kennelly Foundation. So, Mary, great to talk to you as well, and thank you so much for sharing your memories. That's Professor Luke O'Neill and Professor Mary McAuliffe as well, chatting to us about that gig coming up on Easter Sunday night. You can catch tickets for that, book them for yourself on teenton.ie. We'll take a break. Brendan will be back with us, the other Brendan, after these.